Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Shalom, shalom. What's going on? This is Yahuwah Side back on the way with Yahuwah Side. It's going down. You know it's going down each and every week on Poetic Energy Network Station with Yahuwah Side. You already know we got a good, you know, we got a little briefing that we're going to go through and some very interesting information. But first of all, we're just going to get, you know, a good prayer in and just keep it moving. Father Yahuwah, we thank you for another day. We thank you for being able to, you know, just go through the feast. And, Father, we just pray that you would just show us and show us the different things and that are going on in the world and that we may understand what is happening in the spiritual atmosphere and that you would speak through us and to us. We pray all these things in Yahushua Mashiach's name we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you already know what's going down on the Poetic Energy Network Station. We got a couple things we want to go over because it's some very interesting information and things happening. So we're going to brief you real quick about a couple things. I found some interesting information. You know, we like to switch it up. We like to switch it up and do different, you know, find different information. But I did find some information today that it said, I think it's Brandeis University. They released a study saying, this is just information that, you know, because we talk about the government, we talk about the things that, you know, the Illuminati system is doing and how the government really, you know, really doesn't care about people and they really want to, you know, kill people off. But one of the things that has been released by the Brandeis University study, they did a study saying that they have now said that there is more deaths caused by prescription medicine and painkillers than both heroin and cocaine combined. I'm going to say that again. There has been more deaths caused by prescription painkillers like Vicodin and, you know, oxycodone and all these major things than both heroin and cocaine combined overdoses. So, I mean, this is very interesting because, you know, we talk about Obama taking over the healthcare system, basically the government taking over the healthcare system saying, hey, you got to get government healthcare, you know, or you'd be penalized or all the Americans. So what you have here is them beginning to do something like we talked about before, something like Hitler and all of them, is where they have the system. And so now that people, you know, now, you know, elderly and different people who are, you know, have to get, you know, these different drugs and prescription drugs, that that now they will have to, you know, be confronted some of these different drugs. And so this is what's going on in the, you know, that's one of the things that is going on, you know, around the way. And before we get to our, you know, to our big story. You know, we had, you know, hope you had a great feast. I mean, a fast. Day of Atonement just passed, and we're going to talk about a little bit about that, and also, you know, Tabernacles is coming up. So we're very excited about, you know, just this month in general is very exciting. And so a lot of things are going on. A lot of, you know, you got the elections coming up in November. And one of the biggest stories, which we're gonna cover, we're not even gonna be here that long, but we're gonna cover right now and talk about a little bit about, is the one of the main stories. You just had the UN, the fall UN, you know, Council, Security Council meeting, which just took place this week. So you have that going. A lot of interesting things transpired there that we want to just go over. Now, well, before we get to that, I also found out that number one, I checked the news source, and one of the top religious cult organizations, you know, we know them as the Black Hebrew Israelites, made it on the list, and you know, one of the top ones in the world is a group that was created by Aleister Crowley, which has one of the biggest followings, which deals with black magic and stuff like that. And these are organizations like in which like Jay-Z, you know, belongs to, and these, and which is very prominent because you see, it was number one, their cult was number one. And you have people like Jay-Z. I mean, millions of people follow Jay-Z and Beyonce, and these people are, you know, involved in black magic and these rituals and different things. So you have this going on. But you know, far as it goes to the Hebrews, you know, we know a lot of things going on with different movies are coming out with different things, and so it's just key because just to know that, hey. You know, sometimes you will try to be put in that bracket, especially when we proclaim, hey, you know, the so-called African Americans are the Hebrews. But when we go over information like that, you know, it can be taken in the wrong light to be compared to these, you know, to these people who, you know, who are very, you know, violent and do not follow the scriptures. But like I said, it's also a lot of different other cults in there. It's just, you know, one of the main things of the enemy is to try to get closest to the truth as he can and then distort it. So it gives people a bad taste in their mouth about the truth. But we want to proclaim, hey, you know, don't be afraid, you know, because when you start seeing these things, don't be afraid to, hey, you know, proclaim your heritage and, you know, talk about things. But, you know, we're not part of that. You know what I'm saying? So you have that going on in the news. But one of the biggest stories I want to talk about, because this is very interesting, and it took and I was caught up to speed about it, and I looked more into it, and it is very interesting. You had the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, you know, speaking, have his speech. Then you had President Obama and Netanyahu. And Netanyahu gets on the speech, you know, basically, you know, of course he believes that Iran is making, you know, creating nuclear weapons. And so, you know, they have a timeline where they're going to, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, past this, we don't want them making weapons, and you know, they might think about, you know, taking military action. But what, and so, you know, Obama is kind of making threats too. So you have, you know, wars and rumors of wars. You still have the war in Syria and Damascus, like we talked about before. Then you have this war that was talked about. And the wild thing about Ahmadinejad's speech is one of the revolutionary, one of the guard in the military office of Iran, you know, stated before that for the first time they were thinking about a preeminent attack on Israel, which would basically start World War III. And that's what he stated. And Ahmadinejad, he didn't really back off that comment. He kind of just went right basically into it, talking about the world powers. And a lot of things he said were around the confines of the truth, far as, you know, the Western powers and the Zionists trying to, you know, perpetrate their agenda. But however, one of the things that we, you know, one of the things that is very deceptive in this end time is you got to believe that, hey, you know, if people are not really proclaiming the name of Yahuwah, coming in the name of Yahuwah, and they're coming in the name of Yahusha, it's really hard to judge because, you know, things get twisted and things, you know, they have actually been confused, you know, to know a part of the truth, but however, they've been confused to believe also falsehood. And one of the biggest falsehood things that could be magnified about his speech that was very telling. If you didn't see it, you can go back and look at the transcript. Now he starts to talk about. He talked a lot about, and this is the background information. This is what I didn't know, is that this is his eighth time at the UN, which is actually his last time at the UN. This will be his last, you know, speech. His office is actually done in June of 2013. Just kind of like how the U.S. president's got two terms, you get 4 years, which, you know, Obama's last term would be like 2016 or something. So this is a demonstration. And even if you go back to 2007, you know, that's why I'm saying this thing is very deceptive, because you go back in 2007, I've seen the video where he was hugging, you know, Zionist Jews, and they actually, you know, going back and sitting at the same table and talking against them. You know, so all these things have been deceptive. These different kings that are now part of the different nations, you know, they're deceiving people, and they're also deceiving themselves. But what's going on is, I mean, you have prophecy unfolding. But what I want to talk about is he starts to talk about the Mahdi, okay? Because if you caught his speech, he says one thing. He says that, you know, God has promised, you know, world, you know, a man that will come and, you know, set things right, and he would be accompanied by JC, or quote unquote, you know, we don't like to say that name. I hope you understand what we're saying, JC, which the world, you know, calls by the Messiah's name. Okay, now. He mentions two individuals, which was very critical. He mentions two individuals. And as you know, in the scriptures, there is two individuals which is spoken of in Revelations. You have the false prophet, and you have the anti-Messiah, or the, you know, people say anti-Christ. So you have these two individuals. Now, what is very potent is going back and looking at the history of Ademijad and looking at his office. It's supposedly that he and his cabinet signed and agree to do the agenda of the Mahdi, which is basically it's supposed to be like the Islamic Messiah, which was spoken of by the coming up by the so-called prophet Muhammad. I'm gonna say so-called prophet because, you know, he says a lot of false prophets, but the so-called prophet Muhammad so-called prophesied about the Mahdi, which, you know, which they believe is the anti-Messiah, which is actually the anti, you know, the anti-Messiah. Okay, so this is what you have happen. It was very interesting to me because it struck me very, very heavily, because he was giving connotations of this person being revealed very soon. Okay, this person being revealed very soon, and so we, you know, as you know, through the Ruach HaKodesh, we have to discern what's going on. And so, number two, like I said, let's give it his background again. For years, he has been talking about, bringing in, you know, basically wiping Israel off the map, and, you know, this and that. And for years, he has been talking about it. But now, this is his last term. Okay, June 2013, you know, he'll be out of office. So personally, I believe that because if you look at the false prophecies or the so-called prophecies, because what you got to remember is two sides of the stick. It's two sides of the book. You have the truth. You have the truth, which is the scriptures inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh, and then you have falsehood writings, which, you know, are on the other side. Now, the wild thing is when you look at the scriptures, we understand, you know, the Mahdi and all these people, you know, to be the anti-Messiah. However, when you go back and look at their writings, the Mahdi and all these people, to them, is the Messiah. So in some way, it blends together into where two individuals see two different things. Okay, So in that aspect, you know, what they may be saying is right. Like, yes, this person is going to come and blah, 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 like the Prophet Muhammad said. However, it is not who they are saying it is, you know, who it is. And so he goes, you know, Muhammad Jadid, he goes on this speech about, you know, this person will, you know, set, you know, everything correctly, you know, with peace and all this stuff. And so what hit me is this person he's talking about is the anti-Messiah and the false prophet. Okay. Now, if you, I did a little bit of digging. And when you go to, we talked about a while back on the way about, you know, Maitreya and about Bill Lambert, who was basically one of the people or planners of the New World Order, who basically, like, these people are on the wrong side. So the things they say, they believe, you know, they believe in the Messiah, and they believe, you know, they quoted, he quoted this, but they don't, they believe in the Messiah, which to us is the anti-Messiah. Okay, so they believe in the false Messiah. And, you know, he goes on and he quotes at a big seminar about, you know, of course the Pope being basically, you know, like the false prophet. And, you know, Maitreya being the anti-Messiah. But one of the things is why I'm saying this is because it's all going to make sense in just a moment. Okay. Now, what happens is he goes into this spiel because it's good to look at things objectively and look through the world Hakadosh and see what the, you know, what the other side is doing so we understand what's going on. But they talk about the anti-Messiah, but they're referring to him as though through their eyes that he is the Messiah. But this person will be able to deceive people so vehemently. This is how deep the deception runs. Because remember, Yahushua said, if it was possible, he would deceive the very elect. Now this individual, this one individual, will be able to deceive and portray himself in the eyes of people as though they would perceive him to be. Now, I don't know if that makes sense, but what I'm saying is the individual that Muhammad Jadid was talking about. I mean, this is real. This is talking. We're getting now to the nitty gritty, and we're talking about revelations. The individual he was talking about, this person to everybody will be, you know, what the Christians perceive as JC, the Messiah coming back and returning. This person will be to what the Buddhists say, you know, the Messiah is supposed to look like. This person will be what the Muslims say the Muhammad, you know, the Mahdi is supposed to look like, you know. And in their eyes, even the Jews, and these two individuals work together, a false prophet, which is most likely a.k.a. the Pope, and which is possibly the next Pope, and the anti-Messiah. And the anti-Messiah will perceive to be what everybody perceives him to be. So that, I wanted to make that clear. Like, all religions will basically look upon one man and to in all their eyes. I mean, even down to the physical, you know, that's how deep the deception is. It's almost like you go outside, you look at the elephant. One person looks at the elephant, but the other person look at it and see a lion. I mean, through their carnal eyes, they actually see a lion, and that's how deception, you know, this is how deep this deception is going to be. Because if you remember, if you look in the scriptures, even Hashatan tried to change himself to, you know, old man and all these different things. And I don't know if you heard about shapeshifters, but these individuals and these fallen beings that you know, used to dwell with Yahuwah, who Yahuwah cast out. They have the ability to change themselves in different forms and to deceive people so much that they actually perceive with their eyes what their carnal minds envision. So that's
And that's why Yahuwah tells us not to have any, to make any idols or idols and different pictures of mighty ones, because we never seen his form at any time. You know, we never seen the Ruach, Yahuwah's form at any time. That's why he said never make to. So the Christians have now been deceived into believing, you know, that image in which is perpetrated by Christianity is what the Messiah looks like. So in their minds, they're going to be deceived like that. You know, so that's why we have to reject these images and idols, because if we cling to these things, that's the very way we will be deceived when, the anti-Messiah, shows upon the scene. And I'm telling you, this thing is very deceptive. And what was more deceptive, and another thing that triggered to me, is after the Muhammadiyah speech, I did some digging, and, you know, he used the phrase order and, you know, oneness, and that is a phrase that you will hear, oneness, you will hear that phrase a lot in the coming days. You will hear the phrase one a lot, and so you got to watch yourself on that, because number one, I visited the Maitreya.org website, and at the top of the slogan, and what that word means is like world teacher or whatever, but what that slogan means, and what they had under it is one world, one humanity, one savior, and one God. Now that struck me again because the Ruach immediately brought back to something in my mind about the Apocalypse of Eliyahu, which is apocryphal writing, which was written by one of the prophets. And one of the things that is declared in there about the anti-Messiah, about what things will be going on, they will keep saying that the name of God is one. They will say there is nothing but one language, you know, one people, you know, and these are the things that they will try to unite on all fronts with, because that is the job of the anti-Messiah, is to unite the faith. And so that's why the deception, because you ever thought about that, like how the Muslims, how they believing in their prophet, and how is the Christians believing in there, and the Jews believing in this person, but there's going to be one individual. And that's why it's important to get out of the deception, because the Jews, once you're in deception, it's almost like the Matrix. Like we will be the people who know and proclaim Yahusha, who have the Ruach HaKodesh, we will be able to see the deception. However, think about it. We can think about it now. We think about false doctrines like the Lunar Sabbath, you know. Or we think about, just like I was telling you about today, about the YBY people, the cult Black Hebrew Israelites, who believe in, and I hate to say this name, but, Yahweh being Yahweh. And they believe that one man was, you know, and they called him to say, you know, he was the creator and, you know, he was the Messiah. And we look back and we sit here and we say, how in the world can they believe this man that died was the Messiah? And he still is the Messiah. He was the creator of all things, a man. It's like, how it boggles our mind to think that. So if we think about that deception has nothing on the deception that is coming with the anti-Messiah, basically appealing to, I'm telling you, to the Jews, he will look like a Jew. He will look like a Jew to their eyes because they have been deceived already. See, Christianity teaches that all of a sudden you're going to know what the truth is, and all these things like that, and you know, when the deception comes on the scene. But the thing is they have been deceived already. Jews have been deceived already. So when the deception comes even more, they can't notice it. And that's what I'm saying, is they can't notice it. Christians are not going to be able to notice it because they have already accepted the anti-Messiah. Like, all these religions have already accepted the anti-Messiah. So basically when the anti-Messiah comes, I mean, it's nothing to them to do whatever is going on. So they have, you know, the Jews have already accepted the anti-Messiah, the Christians have already accepted the anti-Messiah, and also the Muslims. and also other all these other religions that, you know, that proclaim themselves to have the Messiah. So this thing is very interesting, man, because I'm like, you have one of the world leaders on a big stage, you know, talking about, you know, this person. He's not talking about Yahushua the Messiah, you know, because he's not talking about Yahushua the Messiah, number one, because he doesn't proclaim his name. So he's not talking about that. He's talking about what the scripture, and we believe that they will try to create confusion and a mass confusion and chaos in which they will bring this false world leader in. So this is something we got to watch, man, because we don't want to be the ones, you know, to be deceived by this illusion, because what's going to happen is this, you know, things are going to start jumping off on the world stage, and, you know, chaos and all these things. And then when, you know, I had a dream about this, like, you know, people are waiting for a hero, you know, and even Yahushua said that people will long for them to see the coming of the son of Adam, but it will not come. So there's going to be days when people are going to be longing to see somebody to bring order to the world, to restore order to the world. And however, but when the individual appears at that time, it will be the perfect time in which they believe that this person should come. However, this person is false. You know, this person is false. And just always remember that the false will come before the real. That's always remember that the false will be, no matter what's happening on earth, no matter how bad it's going to get, the false will come the real, you know. So, I believe they're going to try to manufacture things, you know, with you know, the clouds and harp and different things, you know, things coming on. And, you know, we know about the extraterrestrial, you know, what people say extraterrestrials, which we know, you know, are fallen or Nephilim. They actually found in Egypt, they just recently found a mummy, which was which actually they revealed to be a Nephilim, which they say, you know, they say extraterrestrial, but this is not super world news, but you can go look it up. Is they actually found over there in Egypt, they found a mummy. This is recently, and so this is what you have going on. And so you have this going on, and so you got to know that, hey, we got to stay strong, and we got to just keep understanding what's going on, because these deceptions and these things are very, very strong. And so we don't want to be the ones caught unaware, you know, by these deceptions and by these mass confusions, because, you know, Yahuwah gave us the Ruach HaKodesh, so we're able to see through these things. But you can very see, I mean, you see these things going on in the world stage in at the UN that, we are very close. We are very close to the button being pushed and the seals and revelations begin to be broken. So, I mean, you know, so we just got to keep on aware, and so that we're not caught slipping. But, you know, Yahuwah will protect us and keep us from all this evil and danger. So we are excited we are excited about what's going on and about how we can keep just going. So we want to just go over a couple of scriptures. That deal with you know, because we got Tabernacles coming up. We just had Day of Atonement came up, man, and we were just meditating and thinking about just how Yahushua died for our sins. Like, he died for our sins, you know, the things that, you know, we transgress against his face and the things we didn't even know about. And he set us free. So now the things we didn't know about, his blood has continuously wiped it clean. And so now we live in a state right now that we don't want to transgress the Torah, so we're not going to commit those sins. So now our only job is to understanding how to conquer the flesh. And once we conquer the flesh, we reach maturity, what Shaul was talking about. And so we talked about the Day of Atonement. It was a good fast. Hope you just confessed your sins and you got closer to Yahuwah. So now we're coming upon the Day of Tabernacles, in which it talks about the just, you know, that whole thing is the tabernacles, which, you know, Yisrael dwelled in when they were going through the wilderness. And so now you have the you know, now we live in the tabernacles. And that tabernacle is for the Ruach HaKodesh. And so we live in tabernacles right now. So let's quickly look at this real quick. And it says Leviticus 39. So on the 15th day of the seventh new moon, you are to gather fruit in your land. Celebrate the festival of Yahuwah 7 days. On the first day is a rest, and on the eighth day is a rest. And then you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of good trees, branches and palm trees, twigs and fig trees and willows, and of steam. And shall rejoice before Yahuwah your Elohim for 7 days. You shall celebrate as a festival to Yahuwah for 7 days in the year, a law forever in your generations. Celebrate it in the seventh new moon. Dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native in Yisrael dwell in booths, so that in your generations you know that I made the children of Yisrael dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Mizraim. I am Yahuwah your Elohim. Thus did Moshe speak to the appointed times of Yahuwah, children of Yisrael. So we even know that even the festival of booths, we're going to be keeping in the 1,000 years. Because actually, the 1,000 years is almost like a continual festival of booths, because we're going to enter the land, which is the eighth day. And that's when we live for eternity. We're going to enter the promise. And so we're almost in a transition in those 1,000 years to entering into to eternity. And so we also continue to learn about booths, and we are in the booth. Our flesh is in this booth, and so when we release this flesh, we will reap, you know, eternity and forever be with Yahushua. So we need to just meditate on those things and meditate on, hey, you know, how we're transitioning, and that we are the dwelling place for the Ruach HaKodesh. We are the temple in which the Ruach HaKodesh, you know, dwells in. And so these things are very important to look at. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Side, and we're still on the way. So I hope you're getting ready for the Festival of Booths and just go back and reminisce about how Yahuwah took Yisrael out and made them dwell in booths, and how they were in transition, and how we are in transition now. And so you remember when they were dwelling in booths, you know, it was a lot of things, and a lot of people died in the wilderness because just of disobedience. So as we live in this flesh, you know, we're trying to make it and get that esteemed body, so we don't want to do the same things that they did while dwelling in booths. So as we dwell in this body, we don't want to make the same mistakes, so we can, you know, but we want to make it to the end, you know, make it to the end. He who endures to the end shall be saved. So we thank Yahuwah that he shows us his revelation. All these feasts, you know, mean and point and foreshadow to different things, and they, you know, are a shadow of things to come. And so even, you know, so this is what we're talking about. And we're gonna have more on this, because we also have the eighth great, that last great day, which is the eighth day, which basically symbolizes what we talked about. The eighth great day is basically making it into eternity. So just like how the 1,000 years is going to be like a festival of booze, a continual festival of booze, in which we're transitioning into the promise. And that's what the whole theme of the booze is it was a transition into, you know, transitional period into the promise. And so that's what's going on. Hope the world blessed you today, and you're getting ready for the festival of booze, and may Yahuwah bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. Hope you have a blessed Sabbath, and may Yahuwah's face shine upon you. Hope you have a blessed Sabbath. We're out of here. We're on the way with Yahuwah's side. May you have a blessed day. In Yahuwah's name, we out of here.